Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, you provide huge value to small business leaders every morning, one segment at a time. Wow, 20 years.
You've done tons of these interviews, and you've even stopped talking long enough during these broadcasts to listen to all of us.
One of the best shows in the world.
I gotta say, a great lot of fun listening to the music you choose in between sessions.
You're out there fighting the fight for all of us. Congratulations. Keep doing a good job, buddy.
I'm honored to be a member of your Brain Trust.
Welcome back. 7 till the hour, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. Probably, I'm going to say this is our 22nd Veterans Day show. How about that, folks? I'm glad you're here. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a happy Veterans Day to all of you who served. Thank you for your service. Ed Marsh is here. Ed, thanks again for being here. Founder and principal of Consilium. I need the website again, Ed.
It's Consilium, Consilium, Global Business Advisors.com.
Tell us about it.
So it's a business that I started originally to help U.S. companies export. And as I was spending more and more time working with them, I realized that an integral part of that was marketing. And in many cases, the domestic marketing wasn't as strong as it could be. And so at this point, what we do as a firm is work mostly with industrial manufacturing companies, although not exclusively. And we help them build strategy and the go-to-market approach, both digitally, online, as well as international opportunities, to help them reach the right kinds of buyers where they can be successful and so profitable.
Mm-hmm. So, and of course, you're at the drop of a hat, you're ready to talk about how to help veterans become entrepreneurs and how to help people think about hiring veterans, right? Because this is something I talk about all year long. You and I met not even close to a Veterans Day. You were on the show the first time, and I found out about your veterans background and everything. And so, you know, I tell people if you're looking for somebody to work for you, if you get a chance to interview a veteran, do it. I think you'll be impressed. What do you think, Ed?
I completely agree, and I think veteran spouses as well often carry many of those same attributes with them too.
And I want to ask you a question, something that I've talked a lot about. I believe we have to expand who a veteran is to not just the government's narrow definition, which is only for benefits. If you are a member of the military, if you ever put the uniform on and wore it, you were ever given a uniform or bought one and were allowed to wear it in an assignment in a unit of any military form, fashion, you did that. You got that uniform after you took an oath of service to your country. In my opinion, when you took that oath and you served with that uniform, in that uniform honorably, in my opinion, Ed, that makes you a veteran. What do you think?
I think that's a great point that you raise, and I read your blog post on that topic. I think it was published either yesterday or this morning about changes in the evolution in who's officially considered a veteran. But I agree. I mean, I think that those experiences, that shared set of values that is common, the background of the training and the understanding of leadership and management and the resilience and adaptability and all those things that we all speak so often about in terms of the attributes that veterans naturally have. I think that many of those come from a broader range of experiences than maybe the way they've traditionally been defined.
And that's the reason why, if you've got someone who's in a National Guard or a reserve unit, if you've got someone, if someone says, yes, I want to come to work for you, and you find out they're in a unit somewhere, you know what? Look at them first. Consider them a veteran. Even though they may have to go on annual training for 2 weeks a year, that person has every once a month, that person is doing something that makes them more valuable to you than almost anybody else, any non-veteran, as far as I'm concerned. I want that person working for me, Ed. What do you think?
Well, when I've run my own businesses and hired people, I've explicitly looked to hire veterans. And I mean, I know from the inside what that means in terms of the attributes they bring, and it's always been important to me when I was making the decision, and I encourage other people to weigh it as part of theirs as well.
Tell us, give us your website again, and give me a 30-second commercial on your show, on your business.
Sure, absolutely. The website is ConciliumGlobalBusinessAdvisors.com, ConciliumIUM. I work with companies helping them grow, mostly industrial manufacturing companies that, you know, have a traditional way of going to market and maybe need to adapt that to a newer way. But I'm also the export advisor to American Express and advisor to the global program. And that's designed to help small and middle-sized companies either export more or begin the export journey.
Including veterans. More, we need more of those. Hey, Ed, good job today. Will you come back soon?
I'd love to, Jim. Thanks very much for having me. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Happy Veterans Day, and thank you for your service. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.